The question for today is, I would appreciate your comments on Ezekiel 28. I believe God is talking about the ultimate end of the devil. What do you think? Ezekiel 28 is a prophecy about the king of Tyre. The prophecy is poetic and uses symbol, metaphor, and hyperbole to describe the king, his perception of himself, his greatness, his wealth, his corruption, and his fate. Isaiah 14 uses similar descriptions in its portrayal of the king of Babylon. However, it should be understood that God, when describing the king of Tyre, draws from the imagery of another mighty one, whose self-exalting pride caused him to fall. The other mighty one was none other than the powerful supernatural being who became Satan the devil. The devil, as the ruler of this world, is the prototype of those human rulers who follow the same pattern of corruption. While the descriptions found in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28 reveal much about the origin of Satan, we should realize that they are first and foremost poetic descriptions of human leaders. We could therefore easily misapply or misinterpret passages from these chapters. The descriptions of total destruction, Isaiah 14, verse 15 to 20, and Ezekiel 28, verse 8 to 10, apply to the human potentates, but do not necessarily mean that the devil will cease to exist, or that he will be transformed into a man and then destroyed. While God is certainly capable of causing that to happen, these passages do not demand the conclusion that it will happen.